The legislation repeals both the solar photovoltaic and biofuels production incentive grants. It would replace them with a broader program that includes wind and manufacturing more clean energy products plus related equipment. Panel Chair and Senator Mary Margaret Whipple applauded a new requirement for creating 200 jobs.
The previous program was based on how much they produced, but not necessarily on how many jobs were created. And I think that we probably, the Commonwealth benefits more with the emphasis on jobs. And I like the fact also that you can get a lower threshold of eligibility in an area with high unemployment.
Senator Richard Stewart was among those who were not sure that the grants should include ethanol from food crops due to potential engine damage.
This ethanol is certainly in my district is creating a lot of problems. And I get calls on it every day. To a certain extent, I suffer from it and outboard motor engines and things like that.
The members recommended the bill but said they will still try to reach a consensus on ethanol. Anne Marie Morgan, Virginia Public Radio, Richmond.